Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to have a couple of my favorite folks on the show together, especially when I have them on together. Clara Villarosa is here, ladies and gentlemen. Clara is an entrepreneur, former bookstore owner. When owning a bookstore in her part of the world wasn't cool, she is the author of Down to Business, and now she's just causing trouble wherever she goes and getting people excited and motivating folks. She's our good friend, Clara Villarosa. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
Yes. Oh, I'm glad to be back.
And then Donald Hunter is here. Donald is a financial expert. He's an investor. He's an advisor to coach for a lot of different folks that he works with. And he is and a real estate investor. Did I say that? And he's our good friend, Donald Hunter. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Say hi to Clara.
Hi, Clara. Good morning.
Hello, Donald.
So, as you both of you know, this is Black History Month. And I would like to ask you to give the audience, each of you, to give the audience a little bit of your perspective on what Black History Month means to you. And I'm gonna let ladies go first. Clara?
All right. Well, having been in business and for over 20 years and doing Black literature, I say for me, Black History Month was every day of the year because I was selling something that related to Black culture to Black people.
Mm-hmm.
And however, but around me, I recognized that some people didn't celebrate it as such.
Some people, you mean other Black people?
Other Black people.
Yeah.
And the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to respond to the significant interest during that month. And, you know, I found that what I could do with my literature and with the cultural events that I had to specialize history during that time and biographies,
mm-hmm,
in order for us, particularly for young people, since there was an emphasis on it, that what I could do to then emphasize it on my part using literature,
because,
using cultural
because
events.
You were augmenting some of the omissions maybe in the curriculum in school.
Right. Of course, in the school and also in the home. I learned Black history at home.
Yeah.
My parents said, okay, so you don't learn it at school, but at least we can teach it
right to
you.
Good for you.
And when I went to school and had to tell the teacher certain things, they said, how do you know that? I said, we have books about it at home.
All right, Donald, what do you think?
Black History Month, to me, is different because my business isn't directly related to Black History Month. So it's more of a personal thing for me,
mm-hmm,
in terms of being able to watch certain programs on TV and just be reminded of the accomplishments of African Americans. So it's not as personal, it's not as related to my business
than your profession, but it is on more on a personal basis. But from that standpoint, how do you feel about where we are these days with Black history?
What do you mean?
I'll give you. I mean, history is being made right now, right? We've had two Black secretaries of state, right? We have a Black president. I mean, history is being played out right now. Virginia? No, South Carolina has its first Black senator now.
I think it's fantastic that the country is recognizing the talents of Black people. I think it's fantastic that the country chose, I would say, the best president, the best choice we had for
mm-hmm
2012.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's amazing that Obama was selected as president again because of the country felt that he was had the talent, the skills, the aptitude in order to be able to deal with the problems that we're facing right now. So I think that just that alone.
So you're saying, that Black History Month is now a national thing because of this election. That this election tells us more about ourselves than it does about our candidates.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yeah. Where Americans are looking past color and they're looking.
We're going to pursue this thought in the next segment with Clara Villarosa and Donald Hunter. When we come back, I'm going to ask them a little bit more about how President Obama's doing, our first black president, now in his second term. That's a big deal, not just to get elected once, but to get reelected. How about that? So 2020, right back with those two outstanding individuals. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. New York's bad,
but it ain't... Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.